Hello, I'm Erin Shear, better known as Erin Darling, class of 2003, and this is Eating Upstate on WONY. Coming up, I'll be highlighting two local restaurants, Brushland Eating House, located in Bovina, and Tiny's at the Hamden General Store, located in Hamden. Once again, you're listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta. The following originally aired on April 30th, 2022, on WJFF Radio Catskills program, Radio Chatskill. Since this segment first aired, Sohail was nominated for a Best Chef in New York State by the James Beard Foundation in 2023. Sohail told the Oneonta Daily Star, quote, "It puts a stronger wind in your sails, knowing that the thing you love doing is appreciated. We know that opening our restaurant, spending so much of our time there, is really a good use of our energy and creativity. But a James Beard Award nomination is a sweet affirmation of that." Brushland Eating House is located at 1927 County Highway 6 in Bovina. To learn more about making a reservation, please visit brushlandeatinghouse.com. Tiny's at the Hamden General Store is located at 35796 State Route 10 in Hamden. You've been listening to Eating Upstate on WONY. This is Erin Shear, class of 2003. I hope you enjoyed today's program, and I hope to be back soon with more segments profiling the cutting edge of food culture in the Western Catskills. This is WONY 90.9 FM. Keep it locked.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to your WONY Weekly Sports Update. Over the weekend, a late score led the SUNY Oneonta men's soccer team over SUNY Geneseo. The women's team also battled to a 0-0 draw, visiting Geneseo. History was also made this weekend when our school had seniors Julia Halterman, Brianna Shaw, Sophia Shute participate in the ITA regionals at William Smith College representing our school. On Wednesday, September 27th at 4 p.m., our men's soccer team will be going against RPI. And then at 5 p.m., our field hockey team will be going against Mooresville. Thursday, September 28th, our men's tennis team will be at the ITA regional at Drew. Friday, September 29th, our women's volleyball team will be facing Buffalo State. And then on Saturday, September 30th, the men's cross-country team will be going against Fredonia at 11 a.m., and our women's team will be going against Fredonia at noon. But also at 11 a.m., our women's soccer team will be going against Brockport, and then at 1 p.m., our men's team will be also going against Brockport at home. In breaking news around the NBA, all NBA guard Damian Lillard was finally traded to the Milwaukee Bucks in a 3-team blockbuster trade. Moving on to the NFL, the Jets look to bounce back on Sunday Night Football when they go against the reigning champs, the Kansas City Chiefs, while the Giants also look to rebound on Monday Night Football when they go against the Seattle Seahawks. In WNBA news, the New York Liberty forward Breanna Stewart won her second MVP, edging out Connecticut Sun Alyssa Thomas and Las Vegas Aces former MVP Asia Wilson in an historically close race. This has been your Rolling News Sports Update. Keep it locked.
Waiting on a table. like spoiled clay. I waste away when showered with affection. A silent prayer. Shooting bottle rockets at red lights. Shooting bottle rockets to let off steam with no idea how worried to be. Waiting on time like buried pets. I live on in memory's deception. A silent
wondering, looking for a burglar, my God. Freedom's where bottom is the top.
No brakes.
Don't stop.
Yesterday.
day. You can care all you want. Everybody does, yeah, that is okay, yeah.
keep it locked to WNY Oneonta, because all the other stations play this.
but I was just a little stuck in the rut, feeling a little let down. No one's around, but could somebody pull me out of the ground? We're stuck in cruise control. Can somebody get me out of this town? We're stuck in cruise control. Didn't know where I was. I never wanna let you go.
You're listening to
Radio.
24 hours of
non-stop DJ. Only on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Stay tuned for more great music.
Jesse, I was just wondering your thoughts on vaping.
I love vaping. I have my own Juul.
What? Why would you ever want to purposely damage your lungs and increase your risk of respiratory, cardiovascular, and pulmonary diseases?
Oh, wow. I never really thought about the long-term effects. I just thought it made me look cool.
Vaping is definitely not cool, and I would not recommend it to